Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. I know you're used to hearing Levi first, but today we wanted to give you a quick warning to take these sweet little ear pods or whatever you're listening to out and turn it off if you do not want to hear deep, deep spoilers about Avengers Endgame or Game of Thrones. We're not going to censor it. We're talking about, we're all caught up. And if you're not, go catch up and listen to this episode because we're going to be talking about that stuff this whole episode. Last spoiler warning.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, this is epic.
It's giving goosebumps, but I'm not into it. Like,
she was like pretending to be Iron Man.
I'm convinced. Get you juiced up? Like, are you kidding me?
I don't recognize that as the Avengers song.
I have deep vein thrombosis after listening to that.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the show where we sit in my garage and watch Gio pretend to be was Iron Man. Now, I think it's Hawkeye, but I'm not sure. This episode, we need...
Do Thor.
Yeah, can we see... Wait, can the listeners get... We're going to need to release a video of this because this is too good. This is episode 2.87. I'm your host with me. I'm your host, Levi.
Litwit.
I'm your host, Litwit, today. With me, one host, Gio.
Avengers Endgame is based on a true story.
And with me, another host, a man who is worthy of Thor's hammer, Mjolnir, Ryan.
That was the Avengers Endgame theme by Jared Moreno Luna.
Mjolnir?
I don't know. It's kind of...
Mjolnir?
Something like that, right? Like, look, I don't speak Norse.
I used to be from Asgard.
You could still be from Asgard, like, once you're from one place.
Well, not if it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
Guys!
So, hey, let me just... Let's dive right in, okay? So, when you're listening to this, may have been a few weeks since Endgame came out.
Like, I think it's been like a month.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But we record every, like, we do two episodes of recording. It's been a while. Also, this is the first time we've had to record since I have seen Endgame. So,
also, this is not a movie review or discussion podcast. So, if this is your first one, you picked a great one because they're all like this.
So, you guys may know, years ago, I stopped going to the movies.
Yeah, like, I think we've talked about it a couple times.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 1. And then that was the last time I went to the movies up until Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And then the last time I went to the movies since then was Avengers Endgame.
So what about Infinity War?
Okay, so yeah, so I missed, before Endgame came out, I hadn't seen Infinity War. I hadn't seen either Ant-Man. I hadn't seen Black Panther. I hadn't seen Captain America.
Civil War
or
Winter Soldier.
I hadn't seen Iron Man 3. I hadn't seen...
Spider-Man's?
Nope, no Spider-Man. There's like a couple others I didn't see Doctor Strange. So I missed a bunch.
Yeah.
Right? But you know what? I got sick and tired of not being able to talk about this stuff with people. So here's what I did. Okay? Infinity War had been out for like a week and people were talking about it. I was like, I want to see it and I want to, you know, like, I don't want it to be spoiled, but spoilers are going to leak, right?
Yeah.
Like, I already knew the major one from End of Infinity War. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to get through these movies enough to, like, know the plot line, right? So I could even watch Infinity War.
Okay.
Okay? So then I asked people, like, what's the bare minimum? Like, I don't want to watch these dumb movies.
Yeah.
Right? Because these, again, I'm not a big movie guy.
Okay.
So people told me, and unfortunately, every single person said I needed to watch Civil War, and I have zero interest in watching any movie where
you gotta watch Civil War.
Okay, can you stop for a second?
Right? Is that what they said it like?
Yes. I'd be like,
well, but Brian, wouldn't you agree it's because you have to watch?
You have to see Civil War.
Okay, sure. Right, and so everyone said that, so I was really distraught, right? Because I don't want to watch a Captain America movie.
Sure, right? Just, like, off principle.
Yes, absolutely. I can't stand Captain America. I think he's lame.
Yeah, like, it's hard to watch the best character of the whole team all the time.
Hell, Hydra.
That part was great. Actually, I'll tell you one thing. Endgame did Captain America more justice for me.
It's America's ass.
Than any other
movie. That is America's ass.
Yeah. So it's the first movie where I've enjoyed Captain America.
I think his arc over the last, like, the movies, he's, like, been a more tolerable character. So what I did is,
I took the time to watch every single movie that was relevant on Wikipedia.com.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
So really with that...
It's like a synopsis?
Thin, like, list, like a bare minimum, bare bones. Like,
yeah, it just tells you what happens, you know? You just read it.
Oh, so you just read them?
Yes.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Oh, that's...
Got the Sparks notes.
Sparks notes. That's what you would do if you're like, literally, I just want to go watch the last movie.
Exactly. Sure. So I did all that. And then I watched Infinity War.
Okay.
And I actually watched that. And then I went to the movies. And you know what? I haven't been to the movies in years.
You had a great time.
What the fuck has changed with the movie theaters? Everything's different now. There's assigned seating.
Yeah, it's great. You just show up when the movie starts.
Yeah, like, you don't have to worry about fighting for a seat. I know,
like, Cinepolis has had it for a while, but, like, Regal now has it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, Cinepolis, sure, we've known that. But, like, yeah, we went to the regular Escondido Cinema, and we have assigned seating. I'm like, when did this happen?
Yeah, man.
When did we get assigned seating? So then, we sit down in these assigned seatings, and some idiots in front of us aren't sitting in their assigned seats. It's like a baseball game, you know, where people have to come and be like, hey, actually, you know, that's my seat.
Yeah. I've yet to see that, and I've been wanting to know
how. And I'm just looking at these guys sitting here, still in awe that this is even a thing, right? Yeah. Like, I can't believe I have assigned seating. And I'm looking at these people like, the fuck are you doing? Go to your seat.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you not sit in your seat? And it's like two seats down, right? It's like they've scooted down two seats.
Can I tell you something?
Well, and they chose those seats, too, right?
I went with a friend, and we got our tickets. And they're like, it was too dark to tell, but I know it was in this area. And they just sat. Like, I'm like, well, this is actually seat two. We're seat 25. Like, the other side.
Yeah, you know, what? Just, people going to the movies pisses me off. Showing up late pisses me off. Like, the movie's going to start. Get there on time. What the fuck is wrong with you?
As long as you don't disturb my movie-going experience, I don't care.
Okay, and another thing I'm fast.
Oh, I have to... remind me about when I was at the theater, like, who sat behind me. It'll make more sense later. Continue.
Another thing. It's at the end of this movie, right? End of Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of fucking rookies got up and left right away. Well, of course, it's the one movie that doesn't that have doesn't a thing have at the end. Extra but tag. I'm looking at these people going like, what is wrong with you idiots?
But all the rest of them did, but not the Endgame because there was no more.
Because it was the Endgame.
They just had the hammer sound, right? The ting, ting. It's Iron Man in the cave working on his armor, the sound.
Cool. So, anyways, the movie was good. It was a little slow in the first 2 hours of the three.
Mm-hmm. Are we just talking about Endgame?
Yes.
Okay. Not like the last, like Infinity War and Endgame combined.
I wish you could just have them together and cut an hour of boringness out of it.
It would still be 4 hours long.
Fine. See, that first 2 hours was rough to get through, man. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are we just talking about Endgame?
I mean, we can talk about whatever you want. It's a free world.
Well, you guys are throwing hours around. And I don't know which hours they're pertaining to.
Endgame was boring for the first 2 hours. My kids almost fell asleep.
Well, it's not a kids movie.
Okay, fine. My kids almost fell asleep.
Okay.
Well, really, it wasn't...
So we're just talking about Endgame. Last time I'll say I get it now, we're all on the same page.
Yeah, we're caught up. We're on Endgame.
Okay. I mean, that's what I'm talking about specifically now, but if I want to go back to...
I don't think the first 2 hours were boring.
The first 2 hours also only took, like, 3 seconds in real time. Because it went back in time.
Oh, my God.
You had to be completely invested in the whole series for the first 2 hours to be entertaining.
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Sure. There were some good parts. There were some funny parts. I would have liked some more action, though.
Well, I like, too, that they covered that gray area of, like, where did everyone go and, like, what's going on in the world, you know? Was anyone expecting that 5-year time jump? Where they're, like, 5 years later. I was not expecting that at all.
I don't think I was expecting it, but it didn't shock me.
I was.
You were? Shut up.
I was.
By the way...
Yeah, DJ Travi is here now.
Is part of the panel here.
We've been invaded.
Yeah, we didn't actually introduce him. He just showed up, and so...
He brought presents.
He brought food.
DJ Travi... Okay, never mind. I'll ask you in a minute. But yeah, I liked it. Overall, it was good. I thought they did a great job with Thor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you know what I heard was that he was like, I'm done doing, like, body shots. Like, I don't want to just be, like... ab camera guy. And so he, like, helped come up with
Fat Thor.
Lebowski Thor?
Lebowski Thor.
Yes! That was a great line. But, like, in Norse history, Thor is a barrel-chested god.
big.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's not a big, like, he's not like a, well, like the Thor you know and love. So I feel like they're just, you know, trying to match the actual history, which I can respect.
Is this the best Marvel movie?
No.
No.
It's the last Marvel movie.
I know that, but where, does it, like, does it rank top five for you out of all of the ones you've seen?
I didn't know we were doing a top 10 minus five.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that for Marvel right now. Maybe next time I can have that prepared
let's do it for one scene.
Okay, time out. Let's do, let's save the top 10 minus 5 Marvel movies. Let's put that on the chalkboard.
Okay, it's on the chalkboard here. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to move on now.
Yeah.
Unless you have other things to say about Avengers.
Oh, like we're just done with Avengers Endgame?
For now, unless you have something else you want to talk about.
I don't know. Did you feel like they did it right? How'd you feel about Captain America?
Greatest moment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
When?
Picks up the hammer, dude.
Oh, yeah, that was rad.
It was fine.
My erection got an erection.
That was so cool. You didn't think it was that cool?
I already knew it was coming. It was in, like, a preview.
Oh, yeah. It was in a preview?
Yes.
Well, in that the other sucks. Movie, he, like, moved it a little, too.
Yeah, but that by no means is the same as, like, calling down a thunderstrike on, mm-hmm. on friggin' Thanos. Well,
yeah,
like, Thor's like, no, you get the little one.
If you can wield Mjolnir, you possess the power of Thor.
I think it's pronounced Mjolnir.
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir, sure.
Mjolnir.
You're the only one that said it right.
Thank you.
I was close. But yeah, I thought it was good. So that's it then. Anything else, guys? I'm just trying to give you an opportunity to speak. I don't want to trample all over your emotions here.
I don't know. Did you guys know that the Captain Marvel movie was filmed after Endgame? So that's why she wasn't like such a... Because I was like, wait... Why did they have to do, like, a whole movie to set up her, like, 3 seconds that she's in here? Mm-hmm. Like, perfectly makes sense. Like, she's really powerful. She's off doing stuff.
Can I tell you they just blew it with Captain Marvel?
You think so?
Like, you're gonna put in this new, like, super powerful character into a universe of other characters that are really awesome and rad, right? And I'm all about, like, some characters are powerful and some characters are weak. But also, like, personality. She had no personality. She sucked. Like, what was her thing, personality-wise?
She was busy.
Witty comments.
That's why. That's why she was like that, was because they hadn't built the backstory yet, so they didn't want to make her a certain way in the Endgame without developing it, so you end up with this bland character that's super vanilla.
Huge failure.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying...
It was done poorly, I thought. So.
And they've, you know, they've
bland,
been trying...
Bland character that's stronger than everyone.
Right, and
not,
they've been
not
trying...
Not Thanos.
Yeah...
I guess you're right, because he grabs the stone. And
Thanos, with all of the Infinity Stones, barely beat her up.
Yeah.
They've been trying to put, like, a strong, cool, female superhero in there for a long time. They had their chance, and they blew it.
I think the best female character that they had is Valkyrie.
Yes, agreed. 100%.
She's
awesome.
So cool.
She kicked ass. She's fun. Good attitude. Good personality. Like, that's who you want. Not Captain Marvel.
And then Pepper Potts just flying around in a suit threw me off.
Sure.
Out of nowhere? Like, where did she
practice? I thought it was cool. I thought it was, like, out of nowhere, but then I was like, oh, yeah, and I guess in Iron Man 3 she, like, wears it for a little, remember? Like,
yeah.
So...
She doesn't know how to do all the weapons and everything.
But, dude, she was, like,
she was a badass.
She was, like, crossed arms, like...
Hey, you know what? You gotta learn on the fly when the world's at stake.
Seriously. Who else, like, popped out?
You know another disappointment I had?
What?
Not enough Groot.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Although, it's not a Guardians movie.
I know that, but you know I'm a Guardians guy.
Yeah.
Like...
A little more Groot would have been great.
I think, but they did a lot of Peter Quill, right? Like, that
yeah.
No, did they?
Well, not as much in Endgame, because it's like he comes back, right?
Yeah, but so, there was a lot of Peter Quill in the first one.
Sure. I need more Groot.
We'll say, real excited for the Peter Quill Thor interaction.
As Guardians of the Galaxy?
Just talk...
Yes.
Like, 4 hours of them talking to each other, I'm in.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Yeah, Thor's
and
a guardian now.
Groot's like teenager.
Asgardian
in this movie.
Of the galaxy.
Asgardian.
I thought it was a lot of Rocket. Rocket's great.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, no, they did great with the Guardians, minus Groot.
How did you guys feel about Professor Hulk?
Oh, it was great.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious, but I wish they wouldn't have taken away so much of, like, the Hulk, right?
Well, he was physically the Hulk, but
he wasn't
mentally.
Though.
Yeah, you know, that was another one. You didn't get the ass-kicking of the Hulk that I want to see.
I want the Hulk to punch, like, from the first Avengers.
Yeah.
You know, like, where he's...
Love the scene where he was pretending to hit stuff.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was great.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, the whole 2 hours, it was fine and it was funny, but I want action. It's an action movie.
Yeah. Okay. You need a rage monster.
Yes.
And I wish because the Hulk doing the dab was hilarious. Like him with the kids, like he wants a picture with you. Like,
yeah.
That was hilarious. But like when it came time to business, maybe when they find out about Scarlet, or what's her name, Black Widow passing away, the trigger flicks and he gets that anger and in the battle he's fighting. But instead you get a guy who does a flick, now you get one-armed Hulk for the fight scene.
So I mean, he threw a bench.
Also makes no sense to me.
Yeah, then the whole other conversation, yeah.
All right.
So anyways, yeah, so I wish we could have got more punch.
Agreed. Okay, we're going to move on to our next topic here. Travis, I don't know how you feel about this, because we already said there's going to be spoilers. I don't know where you're at, but we're going to talk about Game of Thrones.
I've watched 0% of it.
Okay.
Hit me.
You don't care about spoilers.
Whatever, I'll watch it eventually.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you've been warned, and...
So,
Game of Thrones.
Just ended.
Wiener, wiener.
What?
That's just my favorite theme song.
Is Wiener, Wiener?
Yeah, have you not seen it from South Park?
No.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, it's like a full men's choir and all they do is sing Wiener. It's like, Wiener, 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 Floppy Wiener, there's a Wiener over there.
All right.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Good transition.
Thanks.
And Ryan is 15 minutes off of the season finale right now.
Yeah, I just finished it.
Oh, you're fresh.
Yeah.
So... tell us what you think.
I'm a little disappointed.
Tell me why. I didn't, like, give me the...
I don't know. It got... aside from, you know, everybody that you like dying, which is fine, because that happens the very first episode of everything.
Sure.
But it just felt too cleaned up. It's like, the Game of Thrones has always been messy. It's always been open-ended. It's always been everything. But here it's like, oh, you know what? Let's tie it up with a nice little ribbon. Arya's going over here. The Unsullied is going over here. The North is like this. And now Bran is the king of the Six Kingdoms. It's like, okay, but that's it. I just invested 8 seasons, and now it's just,
I think what you're really upset about is that it's over.
Maybe.
Because I don't think... I've had more time to reflect on it. Originally, I was like, oh, like, I don't know about that. But you know what? It's a wild Westeros, you know? It's a wild, wild Westeros.
Thank you.
And what's west of Westeros?
Nobody
Arya
knows. Yeah, she does now.
But I've been itching all day to throw that one out. I thought it was clean, and I think, Levi, you and I were talking outside of this show, and you were saying, like, if you didn't see some of that stuff coming, you haven't been watching the show.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
You gotta remember what show you're watching, right?
Yes, yeah. And that's my thing. Like, reading all... so I'll say, like, the last 2 seasons, especially the last season, very rushed.
And that's all... my only complaint is that it felt rushed.
Totally. Very rushed, okay? Things happening too fast.
They should have made it 10 episodes like all the rest of the
absolutely should have done that.
Like, that last stabbing with Jon and Daenerys, that was so rushed. Like,
yeah, like, here we are, okay, he kills her, we're done.
We're done.
So, but the decisions they made, I loved every single one of them. Especially killing Daenerys. Yeah. I've been wanting to see her dead since season 4. I have hated her since very early on in the series.
She's a
spoiled, whiny little brat who thinks everybody owes her everything because her hair is fucking white. Okay? And then you get to... but I get it. They're building her up to be one of the people you like.
You love her.
Right. Yeah. She's one of the, like... then build up all these possible protagonists, and she's one, so I get that. But everyone's all butthurt that she turns out to be the bad guy.
Well, and I think there were signs, like...
and yes, that's my point, is that people are like, well, I'm fine with the decision, but they made it happen too fast. There's no way I could have seen this coming. Bro, she's crucifying people, forcing people who don't bow to her. She burns them alive, and she literally comes in being like, I'm going to take over this land with fire and blood. Like, she says that.
That's her slogan.
Yeah.
Like, I think when she burned Sam's dad and brother, the Tarleys.
Yeah.
I think that, for me, was like, I was like, she literally has no feeling about, like, killing people.
No,
like,
you can see it in that dirty face she makes.
Yeah.
She does that little, like, sneer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you could tell.
She was crazy. The very beginning, even in the last season, she's like, this is all I've ever wanted. The entire story is about how selfish she is. It's not about being a good leader or anything like that. So she just wants it because she wants it.
I'm not surprised when she turns and, you know, kills a bunch of people.
It was rushed, though. That's the thing. Right. That's why everyone feels, like, misled, is because there wasn't enough time for that switch to develop a little bit more.
No, dude, no. This is, like, classic, like, bad boyfriend or girlfriend. The red flags are there. You just chose to ignore them because they were so hot.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that's what this is.
What about good guy? Good guy John just
Just got shafted.
Just got good guy.
Hey, I'm just glad he had the sack in him to do what was right for the kingdom.
Yeah.
I don't
really love the Bran thing becoming king, but like whatever.
It's like, whatever. Like who cares?
Yeah, who cares? I don't like it because like he wouldn't rule the North. He was like, I don't want to wear a crown. He straight up said that. So it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but he is probably the most suited to be a leader.
Dude,
he's fair.
Okay, so this is what freaking pissed me off, okay? Bran, whole season, warging. Like, these powers he develops. Like, you're like, man, this guy's going to get powerful. Doesn't matter at all the last two seasons.
Right, like, when is he going to just, like, take someone over?
No, he's going to fly around as a raven and just check stuff out from time to time.
Dude, he's just...
He's going to go find Drogo right now.
Bro,
changing faces. Arya.
Okay, why didn't Arya just
doesn't come into play ever again?
Yeah, that was a big miss.
I'm like, what? Like, her scene was so cool, right?
Okay. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
When she does the Night King in, like, that was so
legit.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But she could have assassinated Cersei at any time.
They
should have
just done more face stuff with her. Like, that became irrelevant after, like, season six, right? So it's like...
Another thing people are pissed off about that I don't think was a problem at all is the way Cersei dies.
That bugged me, yeah. Bothered
me. But why? Like, why? What's wrong?
I just wanted more, but it's like me wanting more, but, like...
See, the problem is you view her as a villain when everyone's bad. Like, she's just the one that the show focuses in on as, like, the villain. Everyone sucks and is evil. So I don't need some, like, extra special death for
her. You think Jon Snow is evil?
No. Okay, not Jon. Obviously not Jon Snow. Like pretty much every... Like, there's lots of other just as evil characters.
Yeah, but, like, Littlefinger. He was just as bad, and I thought the way he died was, like, great.
What do you think's worse? Throat slitting or having brick fall in
your head? But I get to watch the throat slitting.
You got to watch a brick fall in
your head?
I
didn't see it. I did not see a brick fall.
Died in the arms of her lover, dude.
Great.
Lover, brother.
Awesome.
Brother, lover.
Yeah, I mean...
Queensguard.
But see...
Kingslayer.
Yeah. And that's my point I'd like making to people who aren't happy about, like, the decisions that were made. Like, this is fucking Game of Thrones. You don't get what you want. That's the point.
Cersei died the right way. She was running away, just...
Crying, couldn't believe she'd lost. She was emotionally distraught.
That's what someone who, like, is convinced they will win no matter what and has always won... That's how it would go down. Like,
no, I don't.
They
think
just lose, and it's like, oh, like I literally lost.
Like that's it. I don't think she always won. I think she always lost. She never won the entire time. Right.
So think about this. Like,
she did the walk of shame.
Yeah,
like,
she didn't get. You're saying like, okay, yeah, Cersei didn't get what she deserved. All three of her kids get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She does the naked walk of shame.
Yeah, which when I remind myself of that, I'm like, that was a lot.
She got tortured in a cell.
She watched her kingdom get burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, she also, like, had already started burning it.
Yeah, she got what she deserved through the whole series, so can't you cut her a break on her death?
That's fair.
Come on.
When you look at it, when you're looking at it in a macroscope as opposed to a microscope,
get a good enough death?
Who?
Daenerys. All right?
She got the easy step. You need to calm down with that.
That's who didn't get... And also, you know who else didn't get killed that I really wanted to see die?
Who?
It was Grey Worm. That guy has had a spear up his ass since the very beginning.
Well, I mean, he was shaped that way.
I'm just saying that guy sucked.
Okay? As a good friend of mine once said, it's because he didn't have his Dairy Queen, Missandei.
Missandei,
yeah.
I wish they would have flipped that. Like, have her live and have him die.
Yeah, I would have been cool with that. Actually, that's what I anticipated.
Me too.
Do you want to retell that joke so we can laugh at it? It took me
a
minute to get it.
No, you're good. You're good.
Last thing I want to say, can anyone else acknowledge that Grey Worm was, like, hitting the bacon and sweets hard in between seasons 1 and 8?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he bulked up.
Yeah, like...
Not in the good way.
Yeah, yeah. Not, like fat around my neck way.
Yeah.
Like, watch that guy's neck grow over the seasons, right? Like, they are eating good in the Unsullied.
Hey, that's a sign, though, of, like, what it's like now. Like, they're not scrapping bones. Like, they're,
yeah, now
they
can
point.
Eat.
You know, like
it's true to the story.
Hey, quick jump back, though. The Night Walkers, how did you guys feel about that? Did you feel like this was my thought, I'll just throw it out. I thought that they set up 7 seasons of this villain or whatever that's coming. It's the big, greatest army that the humans have ever fought.
Yep.
By the way, we're done with it in one episode.
It was one long episode.
It just was like,
sure.
Over.
Could have been longer.
Like, at least some closure, like, why do they exist? Where were they going? What was their purpose?
This is Game of Thrones. You don't get what you want.
Yes, sure. Sure, Ryan.
High five. Also, There's a great video on the internet. It's 5 minutes of the Hound talking shit.
Is that one worth watching?
Yes.
Okay, it's, I'll watch it.
It's glorious.
The Hound had, I think, one of the best story arcs. Yeah, he was his ending was great. His
What are you motioning to?
I have to release pee for my wings.
Okay, go do that.
Yeah, just go make that happen. No one's holding you back.
Arya's story arc was great. I thought it ended with the Night King thing. Like, that's where her story ended. Like, she was irrelevant after that. But her character was so badass. I loved her character.
Yep, her character was fantastic. One awesome. Of the best.
Yeah, and fucking Brienne of Tarth, man.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't stand her for a long time.
Yes.
She,
I mean, Sir Brienne of Tarth?
Sir Brienne of Tarth. Whatever. Yeah. She grew on me, though. I liked her.
Tyrion, you like Tyrion was whatever.
No, Tyrion did the opposite.
He got worse towards the last two seasons.
Yeah. The second he grew a beard, he sucked.
He went from being super witty and smart, and like all his lines were so like thought out, to like, this guy's just saying whatever somebody needs to hear.
Yeah, like just
him and Varys. Varys became just like a little tool.
Like, I agree. Yeah, those guys, they didn't grow on you like the Hound did.
No, the Hound stayed.
Yeah, I liked the Hound from the very beginning.
Yeah, Clegane Bowl did not disappoint.
No, it was good. So, yeah.
Overall, I loved it. I'm glad I watched it. I would still recommend it to anybody to watch. And I don't think there's anything else on TV that's like that good.
I agree. Yep.
Cool.
All right. Well, with that, Gio, take us home.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning into the show. Check us out on Facebook.com/ManRoomRadio, Instagram, and Twitter as well. Shoot us your thoughts. What did you think of the episode? And what did you think of Game of Thrones or Endgame? By the way, did you know that you could support the show at Patreon.com/ManRoomRadio? Yep, you sure can. There's three different levels of patronage. So check those out. We have some sweet, juicy, thick episodes for you supporters.
The girthiest.
So private bad. Stash. That's what it's called. My bad.
Private stash.
Anyways, if this was your first time listening to the show, what's up, man?
Nice. You can also rate us on iTunes. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
We have one rating.
What would you rate us?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would agree with Romo from Esco. That was our only review. 4 stars out of 5.
He said,
these guys are all right. I wish Gio would shut up. And I heard about them from Babelab. So...
Oh, really?
That's what he said.
Game of Thrones, throne, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, throne, bone. Game of Thrones, throne, bone. Game of Thrones, throne, bones, throne, bone. Game of Thrones, throne, bones, throne, bone. Game of Thrones, throne, bones, throne, bone.
Longest outro.